Good evening and welcome to How to Different God. Our special guest today, Karen Nicole Robinson.
All right, all right, all right. Good morning, good evening, midday, 12 midnight. You are being blessed. You're hearing this, you are being blessed. You're listening to House of Heaven Gospel Blog Talk Radio. You're being blessed right now. No matter what you're going through, you're being blessed. Welcome, welcome, welcome. House Super Duck and Gospel Blog Talk Radio is on the air. Call a friend. Tell them House Super Duck Gospel Blog Talk. Talking on the radio. Talking about Jesus. Telling people about Jesus, in spite of his own iniquity, in spite of your iniquity, you are being blessed. That's what God does. He loves you. He blesses in the morning, in the evening, in the midnight hour. He blesses you when you got problems. He makes a way for you. He's the shepherd over your sheep. He's the shepherd over you, your children, your job, your money, your house. He can take it anytime you get ready. Woo! This is the Christian Brothers, a song called I Am Blessed. Believe me, you are blessed. The best gospel music that you've never heard. Usher you into the presence of God where you can call on him and say, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive our debtors, and lead us not into temptation. Woo. Only Jesus can do it. Only Jesus can do it. Are you worried about Donald Trump? God raised him up. He raised him up for a reason, especially for America. Woo. Only God can do that. Glory, hallelujah. Welcome, welcome, welcome to House Hilton Gospel Blog Talk Radio.
Time.
For you, adding to the rotation here, Karen Nicole, the Trinity Movement Ministries. She's a worship leader, soloist, songwriter, and speaker. Her guiding compass is Song 69 and 4. Again, welcome to House of Evidence Gospel Blog Talk Radio, coming to 231 6th Avenue. Our special guest today be Karen Nicole, from the Trinity Movement Ministries. Stay with us as we continue here on House of the Gospel Blog Talk Radio. Karen Nicole.
Nicole Robinson, the Rising Contemporary Gospel Artist, talking with House C, House C Production Gospel host, Freddie Howe. Karen Nicole Robinson, the Rising Contemporary Gospel Artist, is in American Gospel and Contemporary Christian Music, CCM, recording artist, songwriter, girl life coach, and her mother. She currently resides in Texas with her husband and manager, David DJ Sherman. Karen Nicole is the Rising Contemporary Gospel Artist. Her guiding compass is Psalms 969 and 4. Rising Contemporary Gospel Artist is still growing and doesn't like putting herself, God, in a box. She challenges herself by putting everybody's struggles and triumphs into each song so that people can relate to her musically, vocally, and emotional. Her second project entitled Happy by Stellar nominated producer Lavesta White at Pure Media was released the same day as her EP release and celebration that was held in South by Southwest Texas. She's talked a minute about that briefly before we came on air. I know she's going to talk about it more, that experience of being at that event. I'd heard a lot about it. That's at South by Southwest in Austin, Texas. Featuring T-Bone, The Truth, and many more artists. This EP shows her maturity and growth over the past few years and will move your heart. and warm your soul and make you shout for joy. I like the opening song that we opened up with before we started there. Her cuts runs about 4:08. That's the intro. We only played a few minutes of it, but we'll get to more of it as we get into the broadcast. But don't take my word for it. Get to know Karen Nicole personally by inviting her to your next event. I've been taking the time to download or purchase her hard copy of her EP at these locations: iTunes, Amazon, Google Play, CD Baby, Spoofy or Spotty, well anyway, Spotify, as well as certain stores. You'll be glad to hear. Again, Karen, welcome to the big city of Beatrice, Alabama, by way of New York City and Texas.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah. Okay. You have the mic. I laid down a lot of seeds about you, and you can start from wherever you want to.
I guess I want to tell a little bit about me. I guess who I am is pretty much I started singing at the age of 5, and I went through a little season of tone deafness and had a really tough time with that. And so through the years, you know, I just kept praying about it. I said, Lord, well, you know, you made me. Can you rewire my vocal cords for me? You know, I was 5 years old, and I remember praying that prayer, and nothing happened overnight, but I do believe that God heard my prayer. And he knew the gift that he gave before I even knew I had, you know, I had the gift. And so through the years, I continued to be faithful over it and try to polish the best I could until about 13 years old. I was blessed to find out about an all-Borden Academy that was music-centered up in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. And I was blessed to be able to attend there all 4 years for high school, coming out of there with a 4.0 GPA, a zero balance, praising God for that, and also was able to get classically trained, take voice lessons, and really get polished vocally, learn how to, you know, breathing treatments, things of that kind of nature. And so from there, once I came home after graduating high school, I came back home to Texas, and that was a go time. I remember God just saying, okay, you know, start putting yourself out there in the sense of, hey, let's get ministry focused. And so from then, about 13 years old, I started really being ministry focused and putting on concerts and writing music and getting the music in studios so that could be published. And so here I am today. Long story short, that's kind of my journey in a nutshell.
All right. God's awesome, isn't he? Oh, he's so
yes,
good.
He is.
take you two things and we'll bring you right on through it. All you got to do is just hold on and stay faithful.
That's right.
Okay. Listen, one of the things that I, when I was listening to your music, I'm going to talk about a little bit about, I thought about Southwest. In your experience at that festival, talk a little about how it impacted you spiritually, musically, and interacting with other artists in a large festival like that. What was it like in your walk?
Well, you know, South by Southwest, you can get kind of caught up in so much that's going on. There is so much going on. Like I was telling you before, they literally shut down like all of downtown Austin, because it draws such a crowd. And so being that, you know, if I've had an opportunity to, you know, present the music that God gave me at such a venue, and a lot of these people aren't Christians that come to the venue. And so you have a great responsibility to, you know, really try to minister to them and try to, you know, hey, let them know, hey, there's a better way, and try to encourage them to follow Christ the best way you can. And it's such a unique venue to where, you know, there's Christian rap, there's the CCM worship, there's the, you know, the old time traditional gospel. So there's a little bit of everything for everybody. And, you know, a lot of times you'll see more of the secular crowd in a Christian event than you'll see the church people actually there. So it's a, like I said, a great responsibility if you get to get on one of the stages or an opportunity to be at South by Southwest in Austin, because it's as if you're, you know, your audience is the world, because majority of them are not saved. And you can tell that just by their appearances and different things like that. Just, you know, you can tell. And they're just so drawn by the music, and many are called, and they give their lives to Christ at the end of it, because we're offering the gospel not in just one way. It's, you know, it's appetizing to whatever they may be going through or however they may like it. You know, we're feeding the sheep in many ways. So to speak. So it's a great venue. I'd encourage anybody to try to just check it out at least once and check it out.
Let's go back to your walk with Christ.
Okay.
Your walk with Christ. The impact that He has had in your life as a fairly young person. Now, here's the thing, I bring this up with all of my guests in regards to their walk with Christ, especially if they're young people. And it is a really daunting task. I don't know how difficult it is for you, with being in Christ. It may be a little ups and downs, but He will bring you through just about anything you get into. But for young people now, they are so much in tune to the world. Materialistic stuff and materialistic styles and different things like that. It's difficult to walk with Christ and not let the world pull you away. Talk with us about your challenges as a young person in your ministry to walk with Christ and be upright with a family, a husband, and children to keep that faith and do as God has asked you to do.
Yeah, it's definitely not easy. we're definitely all sinners and falling short. I know I've fallen short many times of God's glory, meaning I've proven yet again over and over how much of a sinner I am. You know, that's why the scriptures say we have to die daily. So I'm constantly carrying my cross, trying to die to self, trying to die to flesh. And I think everybody, you know, that's listening, they can agree with me saying that it's a daily battle. You just have to kind of cling to those promises where God tells us that we are the salt of the world. You know, we're the peculiar people. And if our light goes out, then what light does this world have? And it kind of gets me rooted when I think, you know, I see myself going left or going to the right and I'm not staying on that straight and narrow path. I'm like, okay, Kara, you know, if you're going to be any kind of example for anybody, you got to get your act together. And so I'm very hard on myself. I would say I'm a perfectionist, but then I'm way far from perfect. But I really strive to just really live the best I can, showing Jesus to any and everybody, whether it's just being nice at work, you know, whether it's telling my son about God, you know, or being nice to my husband, being respectful. I think even the little things we may overlook in our lives, our day-to-day lives, will show Jesus to even the people around us, like our family. So I wouldn't strive to do the big things that maybe everyone or the big church will see or the world would see, but, you know, just strive with the every little daily things, you know, that show Christ in every possible way. And through that, I think is a good way that I don't look at the world or I'm not caught up in, hey, what's the famous fashion or, you know, what are the Jones doing? I'm humbled and I'm just content with what I have because my aim is trying to show Christ to everybody. And I can if I'm trying to be like the Joneses. I can't do that. So, can't.
I'm looking at the Trinity Movement. Tell us about the Trinity Movement. It's a label, it's a conglomerate of artists. Go ahead.
That is, the Trinity Movement is basically, my husband has a ministry of his own, and it's in collaboration with my ministry, and so together we make up the Trinity Movement. My husband, DJ Sermon, he does his DJ ministry as well. He's been doing it for, I know, over 30 years, And so he's definitely been well knowledgeable, and so putting us together, he has a lot of different advice tips for me on the ministry side. So God putting us together was just awesome, and we together make up the Trinity.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I am on your YouTube page. I'm looking at some of your uploads here. Karen Nicole, Need You More, official lyric video, instrumental. It's been up 3 weeks now. Karen Nicole, Jesus official video, 10,000 plus views already.
Yeah, yeah. That's a blessing.
Tell us about that. Tell us about that video.
That video, you know, we were trying to make it kind of a miniature movie spot. If you've seen it or if you haven't, take a look at it. We're trying to promote. Okay. So we're trying to promote like bullying. Bullying is something that is so prevalent. It's in our schools. And so it's something that we're trying to promote because we don't think it's talked about as much. And so we don't want that to kind of be pushed to the background. And also pornography. Pornography is also something that's not being talked about that I know many people may struggle with on different levels. And so that was just something that God kind of brought to the forefront when writing that song, to bring those two aspects out and, just try to promote Jesus in the midst of it all. That, you know, any of those situations that you're going through, that he can bring you through it.
Mm-hmm. Your guiding compass on your bio and some of the information, the song 69:4.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us, in your walk with Christ, what's the impact of that song on your life? All I'm going to do is take off my headphone and step in the next room and get my Bible, and I'm going to pull that verse up while you talk. But go right ahead and talk. All I'm doing is going to take off my headphone and pick up the Bible, okay? Go ahead.
Okay. Psalms 69:4, it's a Bible verse that I go to often. I actually have it here. Let me read it for you. And I'll read it from the, let me see a good version here. I guess I'll read it from the King James Bible. And it reads, Psalms 96:4 says, "They that hate me without a cause are more than the hairs of mine head. They that would destroy me, being mine enemies wrongfully, are mighty. Then I restore that which I took not away." That one encourages me to know that, you know, even though the enemy has set up such a great attack on my life, you know, and he has an attack on every Christian's life because he don't like us. It just gives me the courage to press forward more and more and more because for the cause, for ministry, because we don't fight against flesh and blood, but, you know, we're going to have those that outnumber us that don't like us. And so this verse to me takes me back to the thought of why I'm even doing the ministry that I'm doing. Why am I in this fight? Why am I trying to put out positive music on the airwaves? You know, why? And so that's kind of my gist for it.
Yeah, it keeps you grounded that everybody that smiles and pats you on the
back,
right. They are not all as true as it appears to be.
That's right.
Keeps you focused on your mission. Okay. We spoke briefly about services today.
Mm-hmm.
There are so many people that attend church.
Right.
There are so many people that come to Sunday school and interact in a church environment, but their minds are far away on worldly stuff.
Oh, yeah.
What is your challenge? What is your challenge as an artist and a speaker to bring folks home, so to speak, to stay focused on Christ. And in church service today, we have the shout, the whoop, the euphoric of praising God. It's when praises go up, you know, his blessings are there, because God wants the fruit of our lips.
Right.
How is church today in that walk?
How is church today? I don't think there's anything wrong with shouting and praising and mm-hmm. you know, letting loose, you know, giving God the praise he's due, because sometimes he's just been that good and you got to run around the church or you got to mm-hmm. shout or you know, but it has to be genuine. And those that look upon mm-hmm. your praise, yeah, they may not understand if you're that outward with your praise, but I think a lot of times we forget about the how holy God is, in the sense of it's okay to be silent, not silent, but to be still in his presence and let his Holy Spirit move. And I know, just me being a worshiper, and what I'm seeing now in the churches is that we're getting so distracted. This is my opinion. We can get so distracted with, oh, I'm not getting a feel-good song or a feel-good preached word to me, that, man, God wasn't in the house today. And it's like, no, but he was, if you were looking for him. I think that when we go to the house of God, you know, on Sundays, you know, whatever day we worship on, it should be an accumulation of your day-to-day alone worship time, so that when you go to the house, you're just pouring over, you know, mm-hmm. already onto people that sit next to you, behind you, in front of you, just by having that Holy Spirit. And I'm reminded of, I think it was Moses, when he said, Lord, I mm-hmm. want to see you. And he said, no, you can't see me, but I'll hide you in the cliff of this mountain here, and I'll pass by mm-hmm. you. And, you know, mm-hmm. I'm reminded of that story. And so that's how holy God is. If he would let Moses see him, you know, but he inhabits our praise, then I think, you know, we should treat him as such. He is a holy God. So whatever praise we present, whether it's loud or quiet or silent, it needs to have a holiness to it, to where mm-hmm. God is honored, and that's it. You know, no, oh, she can sing, or no, it needs to be, oh, she can sing, and she's giving God that praise, to where everyone in the building feels it. And I think mm-hmm. having the Holy Spirit within you is what will allow those that are hearing the praise, you know, that comes out, they'll know that you're sincerely praising God and not doing it for show. I think it's rooted in what we do every day. If we don't have our alone time with God, you know, it's going to feel fake. It's going to feel, you know, you are going to be easily distracted, because the enemy is in church too. You know, I've heard many preachers tell me that too. The enemy's in church. So, mm-hmm. and I think it's true. I know it's true, you know. So.
Okay, you're speaking, when you go out and you speak to our audience, it's, how often are you out speaking, or perhaps what is the next one that's coming up, or are you speaking engagements?
As far as speaking engagements, you know, I haven't gotten many of those. I've been mainly just been singing, doing concerts. That is something I'm mm-hmm. definitely preparing for. I've already started writing a few, I guess, sermonettes, I call it, not really a full sermon, just mm-hmm. like encouraging messages, just mm-hmm. preparing for when God opens those doors, whenever invited, because I do believe that he's called me for more. I do have a heart for the young people, especially the girls. You know, like on the card, you'll see I'm like a girl's life coach. I really want to share my life story and a little bit of my struggles, things that I've been through at a young age with the girls, and just hear their stories and be able to, you know, encourage them. I believe that God put an old soul in a young body and made me. Because I've always been that way. I've always wanted to sit by the grandmas of the church and just sit at their feet and hear their stories. That was me growing up. I was always around them, not around kids my age. I always sat with the grandmas. Because I knew that was where the wisdom was. I just knew. God told me then, he said, honey, go sit at their feet because that's where the real wisdom is. You don't have to waste your time. But now I understand he was preparing me for this, for ministry. So I hope I get invited. I have great expectations for God. He'll open the doors and send me wherever he wants me to go to share a word. So I'm just being, you know, active and preparing right now.
Now, this is a question that a lot of artists and musicians, people in the public arena get asked. How do you balance home, husband, wife, children, and keep bringing God's word and songs to audience? What is it like? What's special about it for you?
And that's something actually I've had to learn recently because that was my struggle. Lord, you give me all this. You bless me with this, family, husband, children, ministry. I work during the week. I have a job and then also ministry. So it's a lot to balance. And he just told me simply, you know, it's going to take sacrifice, you know. And that's what's going to keep me grounded and humbled to know that this is bigger than me. And so I have to, my sacrifice is going to only uplift God and give him the glory. So the more I sacrifice, meaning I may get 5 hours of sleep, you know, but I know I'm going to rehearse and I'm going to write and I'm going to read and I'm going to take care of my children and be a wife and take care of my home. And a lot of it too is, understanding marriage and understanding how love and respect for your husband will also carry on, you know, because my husband is my manager. So I have to keep the business and the, you know, married life in order. And so it takes me loving and respecting him as my husband to love and respect him as my manager as well, to know how to switch those hats. And so it does take time. I wouldn't tell anybody that's just entering into ministry or anything like that, oh, it just comes and it's just easy. No, that would be a lie. But it's definitely something that God will help you through. There are always good and bad days, but because that love and respect is there, it's grounded and rooted, it's solid for one another, you know, you can make it balance. And there's things you can do like keeping a good calendar and, you know, other tactics I can share that we do. That keeps us balanced. But it definitely is doable. Is it easy? No. But if your heart and if you're in it, if you're dedicated, you know, you're sold out, knowing that this is something that God's called you to do in these last days, and, you know, like I said before, you'll sacrifice, you know. You'll sacrifice for it.
That's one of the challenges that me and my wife kind of battled with that as well. She's a desktop publisher and photographer and things like that. And we both sing. But
oh,
it's
wow.
A challenge too. When you yes, that you said something a minute ago that's really key. In a relationship such as yours or any husband and wife in regards to being in the public arena and whether it's your private life. Your private life has just got to be really on because it will show up in the public on you.
Yes, sir.
it has got to be rooted and grounded and solid. Otherwise, things will begin to unravel. And so you
right.
have to keep that personal home front burner and like it all to be supposed to be, like God
right.
wanted
it to be. Yep, total 100% transparency with, you know, your spouse. That's key, I think, too. You know, and I mean, that's your soulmate. You know, that is the person that God has joined you with, and, you know, they're your helpmate, you know, to help you through until the end. That's how I see it. So, you know, there should be nothing, he doesn't know that I shouldn't know, or that I know and he doesn't know, you know. So I think that keeps the devil out of the details too, so that when in the public's eye, nobody's going to come up to him and tell him something that he doesn't know already, and vice versa. I'm not going to be surprised. I'm going to be like, oh, okay, yeah, I know that. Oh, okay, yep, yep, I was aware of that, yep. You know, you have to, you know, kind of slim down on where the devil can get in, because he's going to try to get in any and every way he can. So if there's transparency, if you guys are both prayed up and, you know, before you go out, you know, expecting the devil to show his head in any and every way, because, like I said, this is not our battle. It's a bigger battle. So there's always room for some kind of drama. But, you know, you gotta be prayerful individually and collectively. And you gotta be transparent, you gotta love, and you gotta respect. Each person has their role. So, yep.
Okay. Yeah. Let's go inside.
Okay.
The studio, the mixes, the inspiration. Who's pulling the strings? Who's doing the writing? Who's, I mentioned the other night with another lady that I was interviewing, Janice, that keyboard player, that artist that's inside of your production environment that lets you, can take you here and take you there and knows your range, and it's just kind of like keeps you on their wing, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go inside the studio and Safe Answers, a production or a new song or an old song or whatever it is that you're going to bring to the front, to the public, whether it's video or music song. Let's go there and talk about that.
Okay.
Okay.
So some of the people that have helped produce some of my music, as far as writing, I am primarily 100% my writer. I write all my music. My husband will kind of tag in there with me when I get writer's block and help me out. But for the most part, I go to my quiet zone and I write. God gives me the music, the lyrics, and majority of the time the melody. And then I take it from there. And I have a really good friend of mine. His name is Robert Cockfield. He helped produce a lot of the songs on the first album entitled Karen Nicole. He helped produce a lot of that. He is a good pianist that'll basically take my rough idea and finally put it to music to where at least the piano part will be laid out, to where then we'll go ahead and add the drummers in there. And we also have Lavester White. He was very big in my recent album that came out. He was he basically produced the whole album. And he's great with his engineering technique. And who else? Right now we're also working with another producer, Wayne Hill. And so I don't have too many. Why? Because a lot of it I will even create the whole sound myself at home with my little, what I would call my home studio.
Mm-hmm.
And when I take it to the engineer, that's when they do their thing. And nowadays there's so many different things that you can do in the studio to where, unfortunately, you don't have to hire too many people as far as play this, play that, play this, play that, you know. But for the most part, I have a supporting church that will also lend out the drummer and allow us to get the bass player to come on in and lay some track down. And so a lot of it is just from my church family, but those are a few names I know for sure that I'd like to give a shout out to that have really, really spent hours with me and when I'm writing and producing the music.
Mm-hmm. All right. I had the opportunity to. I'm trying to think back how I first came across your name. It's escaped me right now, but I like your style. The name of this album is Happy.
Mm-hmm.
And I like the way that you, especially that opening song, that kind of got my attention. Usually when I have an artist that I'm going to interview, or that I'm, I call it digging on the internet. In other words, I'm trying to find out all I can about that artist on the internet and through media sources. And that first song, it just jumped out at me. I said, hey, and I will use that song, especially when my intro of that artist on the radio. Tell me in regards to your walk and radio interviews, and how are you often on the radio? Are you more time in the studio? I know your job takes priority, and that has to be taken care of, and then other things begin to fall in behind that. But what about radio interviews? Are you on the radio often? Or?
Yes, you know, that has definitely been something starting late last year into this year. It's really been picking up more because Happy, the album came out last year, March. And so since then, we were doing a lot of live concerts around Texas and surrounding areas like Louisiana. And then we came back, and now we're doing a whole lot more of radio airplay. As a matter of fact, last week I was co-DJ with Kazi, K-A-Z-I, 88.7 in Austin. They're a radio station there. We had a good time. So, yep, God is opening those doors with radio, and also here with you today. So we're excited that, you know, God is opening the door as far as radio airplay to get out there, and because it's allowing us to reach other areas besides just Texas. And so we're just excited for the opportunity. So, yep. Yep, yep, for sure. Radio airplay.
Yeah, I see. I'm looking at one of the pictures here on your Facebook page with the gentleman in the studio there. Yeah, yeah, he looks like an old-time down-to-earth fella.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. All right. You spoke early in our pre-interview before we came on the air about your husband's walk and his ministry, or I don't know if it's a Christian ministry or it's a secular, but tell us a little bit about that in regards to your ministry and relationship to his DJing.
Well, as far as my husband's ministry, he actually is. He will support me with, like, if I go to, like, a live, like, for example, like, if we go and want to do an outreach here in town or something of that sort, and we don't have a church building, thing of that sort, a venue, we can actually set up, you know, the whole shebang. His ministry, which is our ministry combined, he can set up the whole stage and the speakers and the sound and the mics and everything, and we can just go full force and put on a whole concert right there. So he's our backbone to the Karen Nicole ministry. He has, I mean, experience in DJing. He knows sound backwards and forward. So it's a blessing because we'll go to some churches and, you know, if they ever need a little bit of help in the sound area or audio engineering, he's in that booth, boy, and he can fix it up and, you know, just help everybody out. So it's a blessing to have his skill in the ministry.
Mm-hmm. We want to thank all of our listeners that are tuning in to House of Gun Gospel Block Talk Radio on a Sunday afternoon. A little bit of overcast here in Alabama. It's about 15 minutes to 9. We've been at it now for about 45 minutes with Karen Nicole Robinson, the soloist artist. And she's available for booking concerts and interviews. For booking, you can contact DJ Summer at hotmail.com, or you can reach him at phone number 210-573-2708. You can follow Karen Nicole at Karen Nicole at E4600. You can also follow on ReverbNation.com, Karen Nicole. And you can purchase her music on iTunes, CD Baby, Amazon, all over the internet. She is available for interviews and performances, and she has an entourage that will make sure it is a benefit to you and Christ-like in your presence when they are there or a concert for you. Karen, I really appreciate you coming on and taking time out of your life schedule to talk to us.
No problem. It has been a pleasure.
Let's see here. I want to see, can I cover all the things we mentioned before? I appreciate you pushing me on your Reverb page.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Interview on Housie Gospel Radio. Oh, thank you.
That's
we
right.
We are closing. Yeah. We're closing in on collectively over the past 6 or 7 years. We're closing in on 100,000 listeners. We've been at it
a while.
Wow. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a blessing.
I'm looking at some of your songs here on your Reverb page. 1,800 song plays, 475 video views, 8,000 and some fans. You're growing, lady. You are growing.
I give God that credit, for real.
Yeah.
Like I said before,
yeah.
I have the faith that he's going to take me wherever he wants me to go. I'm not chasing nothing. I just mm-hmm. want him to take me so that when it's all said and done, he can say, you've mm-hmm. been faithful.
Mm-hmm. And you can find her on Facebook.com, Karen Nicole for God. You can also look at her Facebook page. You can follow on Twitter, Twitter.com, Karen Nicole
yes.
for God.
And remember to put the H in Nicole, because I do have an H.
Yeah.
Some people forget it, and they're
yeah.
like, I can't find you. And
mm-hmm.
the number 4. So if you're Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, put Karen Nicole, the number 4, and then God. So I just wanted to plug that in because people get mad. They're like, I can't find you.
Okay. Your video, the one that has 10,000, almost 10,500 plus 9,000, almost 11,000 views, that's going to continue to go up, I believe, because the subject matter of that video, bullying and,
yes,
and pornography, that's going to increase
yes,
so for his viewers. Okay, look, is there anything that we have talked about or that we haven't talked about that you'd like to push on or something that we have, as I said before, something that you would like to reveal to us that, as we say, a scoop in the business, anything special that you'd like to reveal to us about yourself?
Well, I kind of putting me on the spot here. You know, I for the most part, I think we've covered everything. There's not really much. You know, you shared that I'm a mother, and so I love being a mom. I am excited about doing ministry. You know, a lot of people say, man, you smile so much. You smile so much. I mean, I guess that goes with my profession. I am a professional dental hygienist, so I do that, and that helps fund the ministry. And so that's what I meant by I have a job. So that maybe that can be something I share, because I'm proud of that. I worked hard for that degree, so I'm excited about that.
Okay. All right. We are going to close it out. I'm going to play the opening interviews section that I had. That runs 4 minutes and 8 seconds. And then I'm going to play the entirety of your 5 songs. That runs about 28 minutes or so.
Okay.
So it's about 32, 33 minutes. Now, if you can stay past that, please do. And we'll continue talking. But right now I'm going to give you the mic totally, and you say anything that God has laid on your heart that you want to reach out to those that are listening worldwide for you now.
Yep, those that are listening, I just simply want to encourage you. I want you to know that, you know, God is soon to return. And as we look at this world, I know things are getting crazy, but you just got to hold on. That's what he says. Occupy till he comes. Keep yourself busy. Stay in the word. You know, definitely if you're not at a Bible-believing church, find you one and get in there and get in the word yourself. I want to encourage you to get your prayer life, you know, definitely back in order. I know there's that movie out. Which is that movie? It's a really good movie. War Room. If you have not seen that movie, I'm gonna shout that movie out. I recently rewatched it, and it just ignited, you know, my prayer life yet again. So I want to encourage you. Prayer is so powerful. It's the most powerful weapon not used by us Christians. So use it because the battle is not ours. We're not fighting our own battle. So I want to encourage you. Anything you're struggling with, take it to the Lord in prayer, because that is where we win these kind of battles and any battle that we're facing. So once again, I want to thank you for listening today. My name is Kara Nicole. Please reach out to me on Facebook. Kara Nicole for God. Remember to put the H and the number 4. Please give us a call, 210-573-2708. You can also find us on YouTube at Kara Nicole TTM Ministries, Kara Nicole Ministries. And so I look forward to connecting with you guys and hopefully coming out to your church and fellowship with you guys. All right? God bless you all.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Karen, and by now, at all means, least, we also always offer prayer. Either I offer prayer or I ask my guests if they would like to pray, and then we will go to the next section, which is the music section. Prayer, would you like to offer prayer?
Sure, no problem.
Okay, all right.
Lord, we just thank you. We thank you so much, Lord, for waking every single one of us up today, Lord. We thank you in advance, Lord, for what you're going to do for those that are listening, Lord God. We understand, Lord, that all the ministries, Lord, that you've placed in our hands, whether it be radio, whether it be singing, whether it be teaching or just sharing our testimonies, Lord, they're all ministries that should point to you, Lord. So we give you glory, Lord. We thank you for this ministry, Lord, that you blessed my brother with, Lord. We ask you to continue to bless the radio station to do many more years, Lord, for your work, for your glory. We thank you, Lord, for those that have tuned in, Lord, to hear an encouraging word. We pray, Lord, that they will go to their word and be able to dive in, give them a fresh hunger for you. Lord, help them to not be distracted by the worries of this world, Lord, but to know that you are soon to come, Lord, and all these troubles will all soon be over, Lord. We just want to thank you for hearing our prayers, God. Thank you for hearing our cries in the middle of the night, God. You are closer to us than our brother, Lord. You know our ins and our outs, our going in and our coming out, Lord. You know us through and through. Lord, so we just give you the praise tonight. We give you the glory. We ask that you would come close to those that may not know you, God, that they may have a chance at the tree of life, or they may accept
you
as their personal Savior, Lord God, to know, Lord, that they can walk in the light, Lord, not the darkness, Father. We thank you so much for your word, and, Lord, just be able to talk to you about any and everything, Lord. We ask that you would be with our families and our loved ones, God. Be with us, Lord, and help those that may be sick, Lord, and dealing with diseases and dealing with different kind of heartaches, God. We ask that you would heal them in the mighty name of Jesus, that you would touch their bodies and touch their souls. Let them be whole right now, Lord God. We thank you in the mighty name of Jesus for just another chance, Lord, in life, for a second chance, where we are all sinners and fall short of your grace. We thank you, Lord, that Jesus died for us all, God. Lord, and nobody's perfect, but God, that you will save us all. We just have to accept you as our Lord and Savior. So we thank you again in Jesus' name, Father, for hearing and answering our prayers. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. All right, thank you, Karen. I have enjoyed talking to you. I love you.
Same
spirit.
Here, brother.
And we hope that our listeners have enjoyed it as well. Remember
Amen.
To patronize Karen, support her as any way that you can, through prayer and through your resources. All right. Thank you, Karen.
God bless you guys.
God bless you. Take care now and enjoy the rest
right,
of your week and have a good day at work. But day at work tomorrow.
You too.
All right, brother.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye. Karen Nicole Robinson. Enjoyed the conversation with her. Let's go to Karen Nicole's introductory song interview. We only played a portion of it when we began the initial broadcast. The time is about 9 o'clock here in Alabama. We've been on the air now for an hour. And we're going to continue here with House of the Gospel Blog Talk Radio. And Karen Nicole Robinson, rising contemporary gospel artist, as she talks with. And now we're going to play some of her music here on House of the Gospel Blog Talk Radio. Coming to you from 231 6th Avenue down south in the big city of Beatrice, Alabama. You're listening because you can dial in at 713-955-0464 or 347-202-0317 or 619-639-4634. And enjoy the rest of the program. We are in at the point of closing in on nearly 100,000 listeners worldwide collectively, and we thank you for each and every one of you that have podcasted and listened to this broadcast. Let's continue with Karen Nicole Robinson.
Good morning, good morning, good evening, whatever time it is, wherever you are, welcome to House of the Gospel. Got new music for you, adding to the rotation here. Karen Nicole, the Trinity Movement Ministries. She's a worship leader, soloist, songwriter, and speaker. Her guiding compass is Song 69 and 4. Again, welcome to House of the Gospel Blog Talk Radio, coming to you 231 6th Avenue. Our special guest today be Karen Nicole from the Trinity Movement Ministries. Stay with us as we continue here on House of the Gospel Blog Talk Radio. Karen Nicole. To call in, the telephone number is 1-347-202-0317. If you're just listening, you want to dial in, just listen at 713-955-0464. Or, for our guests, especially want to call in, 619-629-4634. Again, welcome to House of the Gospel Blog Talk Radio. We'll be back in a minute. We'll be going to be talking to Kara Nicole, the Trinity Movement Ministries, worship leader, soloist, songwriter, speaker. Her guiding compass again is Song 69:4. Stay with us. We'll be right back here on Hospital and Gospel Blog Talk Radio from down south here in the big city of Beatrice, Alabama. Welcome. All right, we're listening to Happy, CD by Kara Nicole. We're going to play it in its entirety for you. I hope you enjoy it. The songs include Happy, Nearer, I Need You More, Jesus and Rescue Me, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 good songs on here. We hope you enjoyed the interview. And you can get in touch with her by going to her website, or you can contact her booking agent. That would be 210-573-2708, the Trinity Movement Ministries. The CD here was produced by... let's see here as we look around here in the light. That is, executive producer was Lester White. Management and booking at David Sermon Robinson. At David Sermon at hotmail.com. And you can book them at 210-573-2708. All right. Kara Nicole, the Treasure Movement Ministers. Stay with us here on House of Gospel Blog Talk Radio. Why don't we just restart this one for it, okay? We're going to restart it. How about that? Enjoy. Karen Nicole, singer, songwriter, speaker. You can find her on Reverb Nation as well, Karen Nicole. Book her at 210-573-2708. Karen Nicole, Christian Gospel, from San Antonio, Texas. Let's go to her Reverb page. You're listening to Hollywood and Gospel Blog Talk Radio, coming to you from 231 6th Avenue down south in the big city of Beatrice, Alabama. We have been listening to Karen Nicole out of San Antonio, Texas, about this artist. Let's see here. Karen Nicole is an American gospel and contemporary gospel music recording artist, songwriter, girl, life coach, and mother. She currently resides in Texas with her husband and manager, David DJ Sermon Robinson. She has had the privilege of sharing the stage with great artists as Marty Muzzy, Donnie McClurkin, and Whitley Phillips, just to name a few. In December 2012, she released her first album entitled Karen Nicole, produced by Tim Sizer at Sizer Incorporated Records, with some of her hits, Position Yourself, Daddy, Forever, and I Will Run. This album has an electric band of gospel music and acoustic soul, smooth over by early roots and contemporary worship music. Karen Nicole's second EP, entitled Happy, that's the one we just got through listening to here, portions of it, Five of the Cuts, by Stellar nominated producer LaVesta White at Pure Media, was released the same day as her EP release celebration that was held at South by Southwest in Austin, Texas, featuring Virtue, T-Bone, The Truth, and many more artists. This album shows her maturity, growth over the past few years, and will move your heart and warm your soul and make you shout for joy. We're talking about Karen Nicole out of Trinity Movement Ministries. Okay, the rising contemporary gospel artist is still growing and doesn't like putting herself, God, in a box. She challenges herself by putting everyday struggle and triumphs into each song so that people can relate to her music and vocal and emotionally. Don't take care, but don't take my word for it. Let's go, let's get to know Karen Nicole personally by inviting her to your next event and taking the time to download or purchase a hard copy of her EP, her CD rather. These locations in iTunes, that's where you'll find her, on iTunes, Amazon, Google Play, CD Baby, Spoofy, as well as certain stores. You will be glad you did. You can purchase her music on CD Baby. Reverb Nation is where you can also find her music. That's where we are right now. You can go to her Twitter or her page. You can also find her on Instagram, Facebook, and all over the internet. We are talking about Karen Nicole here on House of Living Gospel Blog Talk Radio. Let's see here. I'm going to become a fan of Karen Nicole. Okay, we just did. Let's see. Our songs have been played over 1,000, over, oh man, that's a lot of music. Video plays 7,000 total fans, 7,000 fans. You can find her on Facebook at facebook.com, Karen Nicole for God. All right, twitter.com, Karen Nicole for God. All right. Her band members are Karen Nicole, vocals, and DJ Sermon, DJ, favorite artist. All right. You can find her all over the internet. Follow her. I am going to follow her. Following Karen Nicole, worship leader. On Facebook, we are following her. Okay. We hope that you have enjoyed listening to Karen Nicole. And we are going to be right back. So stay with us here at House Secret and Gospel Blog Talk Radio. Coming to you from 231 6th Avenue, down south here in the big city of Beatrice, Alabama. You can call and talk now at
619-639-4634 or 347-202-0317 or 713-955-0464. Talking with and playing Karen Nicole. We're going to see if we can get some more of her music up for you here on House of the Gospel Blog Talk Radio. Stay with us. We'll be back in a few. Thank you. All right. Good morning. Good evening. Midday. 12 midnight. You are being blessed. You're hearing this, you are being blessed. You're listening to House of the Gospel Blog Talk Radio. You're being blessed right now. No matter what you're going through, you're being blessed. Welcome, welcome, welcome. How Super Duck and Gospel Blog Talk Radio is on the air. Call a friend. Tell them how Super Duck and Gospel Blog Talk is talking on the radio. Talking about Jesus. Telling people about Jesus. In spite of his own iniquity, in spite of your iniquity, you are being blessed. That's what God does. He loves you. He blesses you in the morning, in the evening, in the midnight hour. He blesses you when you got problems. He makes a way for you. He's the shepherd over your sheep. He's the shepherd over you, your children, your job, your money, your house. He can take it anytime you get ready. Woo! Christian Brothers, a song called I Am Blessed. Believe me, you are blessed. The best gospel music that you've never heard. Usher you into the presence of God where you can call on Him and say, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive our debtors, and lead us not into temptation. Woo. Only Jesus can do it. Only Jesus can do it. About Donald Trump, God raised him up. He raised him up for a reason, especially for America. Only God can do that. Glory, hallelujah. Welcome, welcome, welcome to House of the Gospel Blog Talk Radio.